May God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be realized by you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, who are the saints? Well, among the false religions of the earth, the saints would be those who have done some kind of spectacular religious work. Among us, it is not so. Among us, a saint is indeed a holy person, for that's what the word saint means. But the saints are simply those who are connected to the Holy One of Israel. They are connected to God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, having been washed in holy baptism. And they are connected to the Son of God who became flesh so that we would be able to be saints. For only in Christ do we find sainthood. As we look at the Beatitudes that are before us, we realize that these are only true in Christ. As Jesus describes people as blessed, yes, he is describing the saints, but he is not giving some kind of a prescription as to how we are to attain sainthood. The first four Beatitudes deal particularly with the inward recognition of, basically, unworthiness. The second four Beatitudes deal then with saintly behavior, which can only occur in Christ. As St. Paul would write to the Galatians, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." You see, without Christ, we cannot be merciful. Without Christ, we cannot be peacemakers. Without Christ, we cannot be pure in heart. Without Christ, we cannot be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But we will not concentrate on these, shall we call them, sanctification beatitudes. Let us consider the first four primarily this morning. Blessed are the poor in spirit, our Savior says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Once again, Jesus is not setting forth some kind of a directive whereby you merit something. He's not saying that you become poor in spirit and then by becoming thus, you will obtain and inherit the kingdom of heaven. No, once again, the Beatitudes are describing saints, individuals who are connected with the saint, the Holy One of Israel, our Lord Jesus Christ. So who are the poor in spirit? Well, Jesus would tell parables about the poor in spirit. He would tell the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector who went to the temple, and the tax collector stood over in the corner, and he beat his breast with his head bowed, and he said, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." That's who the poor in spirit is. And Jesus told the parable of the son who took his father's wealth and went out and squandered it. And the son came to his senses and said, "I am not worthy to be called my father's son." That's who the poor in spirit are. You and I, as we begin every communion service, we confess that we are the poor in spirit. We need the forgiveness. We need the absolution. We need the body and the blood of Christ. And the beatitude which is number one is indeed the foundational beatitude of them all. Our Savior speaks it in the present tense. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is now the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is everything related to our Savior's life and his work at the cross and the empty tomb. And as we look at the first beatitude, we realize that it centers in the very heart of the Christian faith. It centers in the crucifixion for our sins. Why are the poor in spirit blessed? Because the Savior dies for sin. St. Paul recognized he was poor in spirit, and he recognized how that poverty is overcome and how he is blessed in the kingdom of heaven. He wrote to Timothy, and he said, "This is a faithful saying deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am chief." Paul wasn't boasting. He was simply saying, yes, I am among the poor in spirit. And in Romans 7, St. Paul would say, the good that I want to do, I find myself not doing it. And the evil that I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. Who will set me free from the body of this death? Yes, if we really understand from the commandments of God who and what we are the poor in spirit. But in Jesus, ours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, our Savior continues, for they shall be comforted. Yes, this could be a further description of those who are recognizing their sinfulness. They are mourning over their sins. But when we hear the word mourn, we especially think of those who are sorrowful over the death of loved ones, or who are sorrowful because their own death is impending. Blessed are those who mourn, our Savior says, for they shall be comforted. And even as the first beatitude concentrates, I think, particularly on the crucifixion of our Savior, the second beatitude zeroes in on his resurrection. We are comforted here and now by the word of the resurrection. St. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, and he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you grieve not, as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. Blessed are those who mourn, for indeed it is in Christ they are comforted and will receive the ultimate comfort of everlasting life. They will be comforted to the utmost. And our Savior then speaks about those who are not so much mourning the death of loved ones, but those who have been dealt a very poor hand in this life, when he says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Now, to be sure, the meek, the lowly, can put themselves into this position as our Savior did for us. He would say in Matthew 11, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." But the Jews would especially use this word for meekness and lowliness to describe those who are simply in this situation in their life. These are the individuals as Lazarus in the parable or the account of the rich man and Lazarus. Here was Lazarus, who had received practically no good thing in this life. He was a lowly one. Jesus says such individuals will inherit. Indeed, they will inherit the earth. These individuals are the ones who in this life, walking this earth now, seem to have practically nothing. Many such individuals have not been given any athletic prowess. Many such individuals have not been given any kind of sophisticated mental capabilities. And you will encounter such individuals, and if you look at yourself hard enough, you will see yourself in this. As at times you will say, "Lord, why me? Why in this life do I have this problem? I remember a young man as I taught at our Lutheran school, and he had a congenital problem which caused him to be in a wheelchair by the time he was in eighth grade. I was not his pastor. We are in a three-church school association. But when he reached the age of 17, he died. And his pastor conveyed to me how this young man, as he was lying on his deathbed, he said, "Will I be able to walk in heaven? Will I be well in heaven? Is everything going to be all right with me in heaven?" Well, the Beatitude says, "Blessed are the lowly, for they shall inherit the earth." God is making a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And the saints are those who will walk in perfection with resurrected, perfect, incorruptible, immortal bodies as they walk the new earth. You and I are privileged then to share this wondrous and good news to these saints. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And then our Savior says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The implication of hungering and thirsting after righteousness is that they don't have it yet. They want it, and they're desiring it, and they're striving for it. These are the saints. The godly ones are those who are striving to do what is right, but they realize they have fallen short of the righteousness and the glory of God. But thanks be to God that Christ declares us righteous. Christ justifies us. Christ gives unto us his righteousness. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said, "He, that is God the Father, made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." God gives us the righteousness that we need. So who are the saints? They are those who are the poor in spirit. And in Christ they are forgiven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Who are the saints? They are those who mourn and are enabled to realize that in Christ they have everlasting life now, and they will have wondrous resurrection of the body and life everlasting into eternity. Who are the saints? They are those poor and lowly now who will walk this earth remade, a remade earth, and with renewed bodies into eternity. And who are the saints? They are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and in Christ they are filled. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.